If you haven't been to the Sidney and Walda Bestoff Sculpture Garden in City Park, by all means go. Wander its shady paths, contemplate its 64 cutting-edge contemporary sculptures, or cross over its quiet lagoon where, come spring, hundreds of native Louisiana irises will burst into bloom. But that's not all that's blossoming at the Sculpture Garden. The New Orleans Museum of Art has announced a 6-acre expansion that will offer new works, new programming, an outdoor classroom, an amphitheater, and a continued sensitivity to the environmental concerns of this unique setting. Today, we're talking to New Orleans Museum of Art Director Susan Taylor about all that's going on at the Sculpture Garden. Hello, Susan, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us, why the expansion?
Well, the expansion is an opportunity to think a little bit more broadly and I would say boldly about NOMA's engagement with the public. And we saw this as an opportunity not only to present 21st century sculpture, but also to create spaces whereby the kinds of programming that we've developed over the last several years has a pride of place. So, as you mentioned, the amphitheater is a place where we'll be able to present performances, film, theater, music, dance, all of the things that we do now in a more ad hoc and responsive way, and this will provide us with a real setting, still engaged with nature and enveloped by nature.
Who's designing the space?
Well, the Sculpture Garden itself is being designed by a firm, Reed Hildebrand, which is based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. One of the reasons why we were so eager to work with them was because Doug Reed, who is the principal designer on our project, is a native of Louisiana, who studied at the Landscape Architecture School at LSU, and who has a tremendous sensibility and sensitivity to this landscape in the South as well as Louisiana, and thinks very clearly about indigenous species and the relationship of water to land. So we felt that we could jump right into a project with him without too much of a learning curve. The architect for the small gallery space is Lee Ledbetter, who is our local architect, who is incredibly gifted and thoughtful about the way gallery spaces need to be configured.
And when you visit it, are you going to feel like each piece of art just had to go there? Is it part of the environment in a very organic way?
We've been working very closely with the landscape architects to site the work. And in turn, their response to our proposed sites involves looking at landscape and looking at the relationship of the work to the walkways, to the landscape, to the understory of the trees. So there's a very fluid relationship between land, water, and art.
How does this fit in with the NOMA core mission and philosophy? Is this an expansion to the outdoors of what you do within your four walls indoors in the main museum?
Well, yes, it is, in the sense that it provides enhanced programming. And for many people, we believe the gallery might be their first museum experience. Barriers of entry exist in all cultural institutions, whether it's the way the architecture is situated or whether cost is a factor. But to us, it's important to create access and to create an opportunity for learning through the arts. And really, the mission is to teach people how to look so that they'll be able to see. And I think that's what this garden will do.
What's the time frame on this project?
With fingers crossed, the project should be completed by the beginning of 2019.
For more on the Sculpture Garden and plans for its expansion, go to NOMA.org, N-O-M-A.org. Thank you, Susan, so much for coming in and telling us about these exciting new plans today.
Thank you for having me.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.